This is GPB Macon. I'm Leah Fleming. Summer is such a fun time in Middle Georgia, and we've got two fun people back in studio to tell us Yes, lots of fun. Tell us what we can do. We've got Jackie K. Cooper, film critic with the Huffington Post, and local harpist Betsy Fitzgerald.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Here we are having a fun time.
It's really early right now, though.
And I'll talk about something that's really fun to me, and I'm getting here at the tail end of this, but people in Perry and in Middle Georgia are raving about the Perry Players production of Mary Poppins, the musical. And it's got two more nights, tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Perry Players Theater. And I want to mention their names because they do such a good job of this. We've got Holly Goodman, who is playing Mary Poppins, and Jason Niederkorn, who is playing Bert the Chimney Sweep. The whole production is directed by Hunter Huffnagel.
Oh.
And let me give you real quickly the ticket prices because I've got this. It's $20 for adults, $18 for children, military, and seniors 60 years old and above. And groups of 10 or more are $18 each.
That's great.
But this is a celebration, and, you know, this is the biggest, I think, project that the Perry Players has ever, you know, launched, because it's one of the, people have to fly, you know, et cetera. So you've got all those technical aspects, and then people know that music. So if you don't do it the right way,
he will know.
The audience will know. So tonight and tomorrow night, get out, go to the Perry Players down in Perry, Georgia, at the Perry Players Theater, 7:30, and see Mary Poppins the musical.
Well, I have another musical, too, that's also on its final weekend, and that's actually going up a little farther north here to the big city of Forsyth.
We're covering a range.
We are covering a range today, and at the Rose Theater, the Backlot Players are going to be putting on Footloose. We have a lot of 80s going on around here after last week with the film festival, and I'm excited about this show because a lot of us know it from the movie, and we all know the story about
two movies.
Don't count
the second one. It was Kevin Bacon.
Thank you. That's the only one that's important to me. But, you know, we all know the story about, you know, it's this, you know, kid that moves to a small town where dancing's banned, and of course, the preacher's daughter falls in love with him, you know, blah, blah, blah with the story.
She's kind of wild,
and her boyfriend hates the new kid. I mean, it's a great story. Fabulous dancing, even though it's
fabulous
a little bit banned.
Music.
Fabulous music. And I don't know if you knew this, but when this show came out on Broadway, it was up for actually several Tony nominations, including the Best Book for a Musical, Best Score, and Best Choreography. Go figure. But I know that, Jackie, we were like looking for some things for us to do with Isabel this weekend, and Leah, you said you would come. And I know Brag Jam is well known for their music, of course, and it's a huge concert hop and concert crawl. And if y'all don't know what that is, just go to their website and check it out. But I'm actually talking about something that's not as well known, but is a fabulous event, which is their Arts and Kids Fest. This takes place in the Cherry Street Plaza, which is right in between the Sports Hall of Fame and the Tubman Museum, which, by the way, if y'all are right down there, go to the museums. They're really cool places to go. But there's going to be lots of fun events for the kids to play in. They have arts and crafts projects. They have bouncy houses. They have music. They have everything. So I'm going to have a lot of fun. And, of course, there's a little fountain there to keep a little bit cool if you
You're going to need it. It's going to be a little hot.
But, Jackie, I know that there's something else that we probably should go to and more at nighttime, though.
Movies, my middle name.
Do you like that?
That is your middle name.
A little. But we're having Movies in the Park, and this is on August 2nd, which is next Tuesday, I think it is. And it's going to be at Tatnall Square Park on Coleman Avenue. And you can go there. This is just to bring the community together. You can take some food with you. You can take a blanket. You can take lawn chairs. But they're going to be showing movies. But the movies they're going to be showing Tuesday night are Pixar short subjects. So it's these little short movies that the kids are going to love. Pixar did Toy Story and all those. And they're getting a group of those together, and they're going to be broadcasting. It actually starts at 8:30, so the heat of the day should be gone. And, but it's a again, we need community involvement where we get to know our neighbors and we get to know our community.
All right. Well, we will post all of these ideas on our website, gpbnews.org, and you guys will be back again very soon.
Take care.
Bye-bye.